Headline, Nike's RTFK TNFT collection is losing its images. Published at 5:55 p.m. UTC, April 24, 2025. NFTs from the startup RTFKT, which was bought and later shuttered by Nike, are no longer displaying the images attached to them after a Cloudflare restriction. Right-clicking and hitting save won't have the same impact now that the images from the entire Clone X NFT collection have been replaced with a violation message. It reads, "This content has been restricted. Using Cloudflare's basic service in this manner is a violation of the terms of service. Some X users have speculated that RTFKT can no longer afford to pay for one of the Cloudflare subscriptions, resulting in the removal of the images. However, at the time of writing, various NFTs from this collection are now displaying their images again. Nike bought RTFKT in December 2021 during the COVID-19 pandemic and claimed it would invest in the RTFKT brand, serve and grow their innovative and creative community, and extend Nike's digital footprint and capabilities. 4 years later, Nike shut down the startup as its CEO claimed the company was recalibrating and reassessing its priorities. Nike had also previously sued a sneaker resale startup called StockX, saying that its NFTs based on Nike shoes may confuse buyers. RTFKT might also face a lawsuit from the Rosen Law Firm. Poker player Alan Wabi claimed on X that he made seven figures on RTFKT and that Nike is supposedly planning to sue the firm, but are going through some shit with their internal legal team. The Clone X collection has 9,221 unique owners, and the most expensive NFT, which sold for almost $60,000 worth of Ether 2 years ago, is now listed for $176 quintillion. At the lower end of the scale, most Clone X NFTs cost around $300. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.